What do you call Harrison Ford when he smokes weed? Han Sohai. Welcome to the news desk for the week of June 19th, 2014. I am Simon Atwell.
And I am Andrew Dope.
Yes. And this week, we see the date and the name of the show in the opening. Unlike last week.
What did we do?
You said neither the date, which is fine, whatever, nor the name of the show at any point during the show.
Just particularly the opening. It's okay, I'm a terrible host.
First thing I said when Eric and I were driving to your house on Friday listening to it, it's like, it's a terrible opening. It didn't even say the name of the show. First thing. Yep.
And I also couldn't edit it.
Yeah. Well,
I tried so hard, but I really should not be that bad at Audacity. I mean, you just hit record and then sound goes into it, but I screw it up somehow.
There's got to be something wrong with your options. I was going to say, I was going to say tomorrow I'll fix it, but I won't see you tomorrow. You come to Shadowrun on Saturday?
No. I'm going to be at the next art festival after that.
I will never fix your Audacity then. Because by that point I'll have forgotten about it. So will you.
I'll remember. Because I need it fixed, because I don't understand.
I'll see if I can make that work, and you can see if you can get the Game of Thrones mod for CK2 to work on my computer crashing.
Okay, deal.
And then I'll actually play
that I can work with. But for some reason, Audacity eludes me.
Audacity is not necessarily simple. Actually, any audio program is not simple once... If you screw something, and you don't know you just screwed something, it's gone. You won't be able to find it again. I know I've done it. I've changed something, and it's ended up messing something else up that I didn't realize was connected to it, and I couldn't figure out how to change it back for a long time. It's options, man. Options. Oh, yeah. Who needs them?
You know, with the joke in the opening, I was listening to a podcast, and some guy... who I think was John DiMaggio.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's who it was. And he said that he used to... Yeah, Bender. He used to live near Harrison Ford. And apparently he would be high a lot of the time.
When I read that joke, I was like, it's a terrible joke. And then I thought about it, and I was like, you know, I think I've heard that before, that he actually does smoke. But you've heard that about a lot of people.
Yeah. But apparently he's a huge, huge smoker of the weeds.
Wouldn't surprise me, actually. Does not surprise me at all. Especially considering now I bet he'll smoke more for pain relief. Yeah. And we'll talk about that in his news thing.
Coming up.
We should probably get into the news now. Start with your movie that I didn't even know existed before I read the notes yet.
Yeah, like, this was the first piece of news that I found. It came up on IGN, and it's like, Snowpiercer review. It's like, Chris...
Evans. John Hurt, I believe. I also saw in the picture.
Yeah, and John Hurt, and all these people, and they're like, here's the review of this movie, and I'm like, what is it? Where did it come from? How did I not hear about it until now?
Yeah,
but apparently it's a really good movie, a really good sci-fi. I mean, the actors are good.
I guess it's kind of sci-fi. I mean, it's a ruined world.
Yeah, and it's based off a graphic novel from 1982.
Would you try and say the director's name?
One sec, I want to try and say the graphic novel's name first.
Is it also Asian?
Le Transpincher. I give up. Yeah, I quit. Transpincher. Guys, I'm a little...
I will totally look at that. I will click that link. Look at it right now. Come on, Link. Uh-huh. But the director's got the strangest name because I'm, you know, English, or American, I should say. I speak English.
Bong Joon-ho?
Yeah, Bong Joon-ho.
Bong Joon-ho?
also works with, it might be Ho, it is H-O, it might be Ho.
Yeah.
It also works, his name also works with the joke. Just don't do that there.
Yeah.
Where is the name of the graphic novel down. In this? Down?
Yeah, down more. Yeah, it's like...
There it is. 1982 graphic novel. The trans person... I don't know what language it is. I would guess French due to the le, but... Le trans personnage. Trans personnage? Neige is snow.
Yeah, trans per must be piercer. Like
the train? Or because it's on a train, are they not?
Mm-hmm.
So they have something to do with transport or trains directly.
And snow.
The trans personnage. It's definitely French then.
But IGN gives it 9.2.
Yeah, I don't trust IGN for much of anything. Man, did I mention a few, I don't know, it was probably like a month ago now, it was top 5 shows to binge watch or something on IGN. I was like, okay, I'll click that. I couldn't even get to the first show. Because the host was, I don't know what the hell he was doing. But it annoyed me. I was like, I can't do it.
The video? It was a video instead of an article?
The video.
Yeah, I hate their videos.
They're terrible. There's a couple other videos I've seen from IG, and they're all terrible. It's so bad.
Yeah. But that's it. I want to see this, whatever it is, wherever I can find it, I guess.
So you might actually want to... I just closed the link, so I'm going to reopen it, because we might actually want to tell people out there, if there's anybody listening, what the movie's about, besides, they're on train.
Well, that's really all I know. I didn't really read too much of it. It's not a train. It's a sci-fi. It's like end of the world kind of business.
It's post end of the world. It is post-apocalyptic.
Yeah.
An iron locomotive that encircles a tundra-enveloped globe. So it's basically nuclear winter everywhere. And the entire surviving world is on... a locomotive, which is funny.
I like trains.
Locomotives are so not in existence anymore.
I like trains.
And I'm assuming it focuses on the impoverished left rotting in the caboose, in quotes, because the closer you are to the actual locomotive, the richer you are. And Chris Evans is... a leader of, the poor people, and tries to stage a coup, more or less, or a social, social uprising.
An American revolution.
Then it says something really stupid in the next paragraph that's about as far, and the next paragraph is where I stopped reading it, because it was like, gamers will instantly take the formula as the lower class battles its way through the stages that share a vibe with Bioshock's Rapture. And I was like, yeah, I know, IGN. You're trying to make this go back to kind of... It kind of relates to games. We're still a game site. It does not.
Yeah.
It's gamers. It's just the gamers who instantly take to the formula that annoys me. That half a sentence. I was just like, you could leave that out. Shut up.
But it's got John Hurt, Chris Evans, and it looks good.
Yeah, I love John Hurt.
I will watch. I do love John Hurt.
He's great. Yeah. He's a great dragon. He was a great doctor.
Yeah, he's one of my favorite doctors. I don't remember what else I've seen
him in. I know I've seen him in a lot of other things, but I can't remember anything else besides Merlin and the Doctor Who 50th anniversary right now.
Yeah.
It's all gone. Anyway, let's move on to the next thing. Which is another movie, but this movie we've heard about. Sin City has another trailer, a new trailer, and it is fantastic, and I love it. And have you watched the trailer?
I have not. I'm trying to keep most of it a secret to myself.
For Sin City?
Yeah.
It's a weird movie to choose. to try and keep it as true.
Just because I haven't seen too much of it so far.
That's fair, I guess. I mean, it's a lost cause on me, though, because I own... I mean, I've read a lot of them. I own 3 or 4 of the Sin City comics. I love Sin City. It's fantastic.
I just have the movie. And I like the style of Frank Miller stuff.
Mm-hmm. Did you read the 300 graphic novel that the movie's based off of?
Yeah.
That was great. I read that in high school. I read it in the library.
Me too.
One time.
But it was at the library, so...
Yeah, it was a school library, though, that 300 was in. It was weird.
Yeah. It's questionable, the content.
Yeah, in the high school library. Especially with that librarian, which we will not get into right now, because he was an asshole. I was going to say something else, I don't remember what. Oh, did you hear about the poster thing for this movie?
Yeah.
The green poster? Of course you did.
Yeah.
I find that really funny. For those who don't know, I don't know, 2 weeks ago maybe, Robert Rodriguez, one of the directors, I'm pretty sure he co-directs this with Frank Miller, much like the first one. He released online a poster featuring Eva Green, who is one of the stars of the movie, that was rejected by the, was it NPAA? Whatever governing body allows you to put your publicity out there, I guess.
Yeah.
They didn't want it in, storefronts or in front of the movie theaters. Is basically it features Eva Green in a sheer top, and you can clearly see through.
Basically, it's hot.
And it's got the words, and it's just her. All the Sin City posters are pretty much just people. Even for the first movie, they were just the people in that Sin City looking style, which is awesome.
Yeah. I'm not even going to put a link to this. I'm just going to put it up in the show notes. That picture.
Oh, the picture. Yeah. Why not? I mean, it's not that... I mean, I get why they don't want to... Why the... I still think it's the NPAA, but that's probably the wrong acronym. I get why they didn't want it publicly. I mean, there's kids, I guess, and people would bitch. Because people bitch about everything. Yeah, it's not really. It's really not that bad, especially considering Eva Green and some of the movies she's done in the past.
How did that?
She does not shy from extreme nudity.
Hot.
I bet in the second 300 movie she was probably at least topless at one point. I haven't seen it yet, but I bet it happened.
Probably.
I know she's in it.
Because
I just assumed it was a movie. And it's also 300. Yeah, I should assume. Those two things together are like, shit, what really happened?
Hot.
Sin City, A Dame to Kill For, is due out August 22nd this year, which is closer than I thought. I should apparently pay more attention to the movies that I want to see, because they're all creeping up on me.
Yeah.
Also coming out in August... These are the Canadian dates, just so anybody who is in another country knows. I mean, if you're in the States, I bet it's the same date. But if you're in UK, you get this next movie one day before us, you bastards. There's a new international Guardians of the Galaxy trailer. It is actually a UK trailer. I didn't remember that until right now. International Guardians of the Galaxy trailer. It has a little more of certain things than the previous trailers that we've seen.
Like Star-Lord as a kid getting abducted by aliens.
By a ship. His ship. It looks like the ship.
From his school playground.
I want it to be like just an empty ship that picks him up and flies away. Just the ship. Ship needed a human. And we hear some Groot, and we hear some Rocket, some more Rocket.
Yeah.
A couple of great lines
in there. With that bomb? Let's go put it in a box. What is putting it in a box going to do?
Yeah. Or when he laughs, when Rocket laughs, and Stella's like, that's a fake laugh. It's real. It's totally fake. It's real. I am Groot. And Stella's like, thanks. Thank you. Agree with them. What? There's a couple of great things in this trailer. It's certainly like worth a watch. Yeah. August 1st, if I didn't say it earlier, in Canada and U.S. and some European countries and like Vietnam and some other. The list was strange.
Vietnam.
Anyway, August 1st or around about in other countries is when Guardians of the Galaxy comes out. And I'm so stoked that I put so stoked in the notes because I really want to see this movie like now.
Yeah, me too. It's not soon enough.
Listen, I'd go see it on Canada Day, even if the theaters weren't open. I'm pretty sure they're not. Pretty sure nothing's open on Canada Day.
I don't know.
Although Canada Day is a Tuesday this year, which is weird. I get Tuesday off. Do you get Tuesday off for Canada Day or Monday?
I don't know.
2 weeks? It's 2 weeks away? You don't know?
I don't know. Maybe one of those days.
You for sure have one of those days off.
Yeah.
We'll have to talk after the show because I was going to ask you about D&D that week too.
Excellent.
But that's not, you know, important during recording.
So the next news, Harrison Ford apparently took that whole, I had the word for it, but I lost it.
Expression. I don't know how you're going to say it. The expression, the actor's expression for good luck.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he took the whole expression for good luck a little too literally. Instead of just breaking his ankle, he broke his leg.
Yeah. Apparently it was on the Falcon. It was like from a door on the Falcon or something. They thought he broke his ankle, but evidently he broke his whole leg.
And this is all the news that I saw, like, all week. It's about Harrison Ford breaking his ankle. And then now that it's, like, confirmed his leg was broken and he's healing, that's all I see.
Yeah. So he broke his leg, he had surgery, it went, you know, fine, well, he's recovering. They say that it shouldn't affect the release date, they'll just move his scenes closer to the end of the filming schedule. So it may not affect the release date.
Or Harrison Ford's just going to be in space crutches or a space wheelchair.
I mean, depending on what you do, you can hide a broken leg, a cast, fairly, well, I don't want to say simply or easily, effectively. It depends, though, what the character is. Like, if that character's going to be running a lot, then no, you're fucked. Yeah. But generally, with creative shooting and use of props or counters or anything, it's fine. Like, I remember a few years ago, Kaylee Cuoco, Penny from the Big Bang Theory, broke her leg during filming. They just kind of had her behind her couch or behind her table in her house or behind the counter in the restaurant she works in. They never showed her legs while she had the cast on. They just hit her leg every time. And if you didn't know the news that she had broken her leg, it would be perfectly normal.
Yeah, you would never know.
Yep. So, there's a man who broke his leg. He's probably been smoking weed for pain relief. That's kind of the secondary reason I threw the joke up there.
He can make the Kessel run in 12 parsecs.
But I bet you could when you
use a door.
I bet he could make the Kessel run in 12 parsecs when he's high. Or at least feel like it. At least feel like he went less space than he should have. I love that little piece of oops that they turned into a fact.
Yeah, that's funny.
Actual lore, because parsecs, for those who don't know, which I don't know, who out there doesn't know, it's. I mean, it was in, technically, it is canon. I mean, they said parsecs in the movie. Parsecs are a bit of distance.
I mean, like, you know, gotta give them credit for sticking to their guns.
Yeah, they're like, oh, well, they found, like, a wormhole or something, and knocked off 2 parsecs of distance or something. It was really funny. Them covering their asses for using unit of distance instead of unit of time.
Did you know that Dash Render beat Han Solo's Kessel Run?
No, I did not. But surprise. Of course he did.
Yeah, of course. He's like Han Solo, but better at being Han Solo.
Better at everything, yeah.
Yeah.
Better at everything except surviving, apparently.
No, he survived.
Surviving. I thought he died in the ends of the...
No, he survives. He just wants to make everyone think that he died. So he faked his death.
Mm. That's probably why. Because, you know, if I read those books, I read them a long time ago.
So, also in the game, if you actually beat that the end mission where he's you got to get out of the skyhook, if you actually get out, it shows you the cinematic.
Which game?
In Shadows of the Empire.
I don't know if I've played Shadows of the Empire. I haven't played very many, honestly. I've not played a lot of Star Wars games. I played Battlefront and Battlefront 2 and Jedi Outcast. A little bit of Republic Commando before it froze and crashed and I couldn't play it. And The Force Unleashed 1 and 2. I think that's about it. Another Star Wars. Oh, Rogue Squadron, of course.
I've played pretty much all of them ever.
This does not surprise me.
Like, all the way from, like, Gungan Habitat Builder or something to, like, Droidworks to Galaxies to KOTOR. Yeah,
I did play KOTOR and TOR. I never played Galaxies, though. I missed that. That was pre-MMO for me. Pre my interest in MMOs, I guess.
That was my first MMO. I mean, unless you count RuneScape as an MMO.
Technically, it is. I guess, yeah. Which I guess would make that not true because I played RuneScape, well, you know, yeah. 15 years ago.
Who didn't play RuneScape 15 years ago?
I've you know, logged into that game. I mean, I made a new account because I couldn't remember my name or password, obviously. Like, last year, I was like, you know what, let's just see what's up with RuneScape. Because I was bored one day. Let's go there. Still looks terrible.
Yeah, that looks better than it did 15 years ago.
Yes, but it still looks terrible.
There's still, like, cards for it that you can buy in, like, Shoppers and stuff. The grocery store. I've seen them, and I'm like, who plays RuneScape anymore?
Is this still, according to Reddit, quite a few people. I see RuneScape posts on Reddit on all the time. It's weird.
Going to RuneScape.
I also RuneScape. Yep. After the show, let's make some new accounts. Because again, I can't remember the account I made like a year ago. Make some new accounts. Let's play some RuneScape together.
Right. This is amazing.
That probably won't last as long as us playing Tor, which was what all together 8 hours in 2 sessions, maybe.
I need to do more.
Yeah, that's not gonna happen. Nope, not. There's no time. We have no time in our days anymore.
We need more time in our days.
Every evening, there's something to do. D&D or movies or. You guys still play Call of Cthulhu?
Yeah.
Or that, or this. Or, you know, physical games in the same room as each other. And Shadowrun. Just we don't do anything Sunday, but, you know, we need a day that we, the group of us, do nothing.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's just ridiculous.
Where are we in the show notes? I'm all lost in RuneScape here.
We're at my awesome made-up word. Because I'm pretty sure we're done on Harrison Ford broke his leg, and it's healing. We can move on to the confirmers. Confirmers. That's hard to say properly. I'm still trying to make up a good pronunciation for it.
I can't pronounce the word I just made up.
Confirmers. Confirmers.
Yeah, I like Confirmers.
Confirmers.
I like Confirmers.
Yes, so, reason I made up a word, because Jason Momoa is has been confirmed to be Aquaman. Because it says all over the internet, confirmed, but the only sources I've seen are, like, hitfix.com or something.
Yeah, it's like Hollywood sources, Hollywood. Everyone but the studio and Jason Momoa.
Exactly. And admittedly, he was on Jimmy Fallon yesterday, the day before or something. Kimmel, sorry, whatever. I don't watch late night show. They both have late night shows.
Yeah, but you gotta get right.
And I don't watch any late night show. I don't even watch the Daily Show anymore. At least they got Jimmy right.
Yeah.
But he was on that recently, post the confirmation in quotes coming out, and he straight up asked him. And it was honestly a non-committal kind of answer. It was not a yes, it was not a no.
Yeah, he said, wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah, cool. Wouldn't that be cool? And I was like, I hate you. Come on. Just say yes or no. Which, I mean, this and the other thing I have done leads me to believe that the rumors are probably true, but he's probably not allowed to say yes yet. Because that's right. What usually happens is actors aren't supposed to confirm their cast until the studio does.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, everything I've read, every time he's been asked about it almost, he's just been sort of, either he dodged the question or he just kind of non-commits to anything. Although, my favorite one was, I guess, at a con, like, a year ago, because this rumor's been going on for a really long time. Somebody asked him about it, and he was like, I don't remember the whole thing. It went on for almost a paragraph. It went on for like a paragraph, his answer. But the best part was like somebody asked me who my favorite superheroes are. I go, I don't know. I mean, I like Batman, Superman, and they'll say this. Oh, he's in Batman v Superman. And then he's like, and I also like Lobo. And they're like, oh, he's Lobo. And then somebody called me Aquaman, and I'm like, what did you call me? That's the best possible reaction to. And then somebody called me Aquaman.
That's awesome.
Although, like I said, when you asked me if I'd heard the news about Jason Momoa being confirmed, I said if that is true, it'll probably be the trident-wielding badass that's in Injustice.
Yeah.
And a couple other comics, as opposed to the lame one that you usually kind of see just wasted. Because, I mean, Aquaman's not terrible in, you know, done well. Sure, his power is fairly useless outside of water, but he's also stronger than your average human.
And also, when you look at it, the Earth is mostly water.
Yeah, well, yeah, on Earth and other water main planets. Especially if he can pull out giant fucking crab monster things like he did in Injustice at one point. Like, there was, like, an army of giant crab things. And I'm like, what the fuck? Where did those come from, man?
Yep.
I've also been watching Young Justice on Netflix. It's actually pretty good, which I had heard, which is why we started watching it. Young Justice is the first. It starts with Superboy, Robin, Kid Flash, Aqualad, and Miss Martian, who I did not know existed.
I didn't know existed either.
And an Archer named Artemis. And I don't know if she existed in the comics pre-show or not, because I don't know a lot about DC. And I'm sure Evan will tell me, of course she existed. She started here and here, because he's a big DC head. Just like he was like, I can't believe you don't know who Donald Logue is, back when we talked about Gotham. I was like, I don't know. Wow. I know Batman and his villains.
Yeah.
And Robin. Beyond that, I don't know, man. I know the main DC stuff. I heard that sneeze.
It was my producer sneezed.
And Aqualad. Aquaman doesn't show up very often in Young Justice, but Aqualad is actually pretty awesome in that show. And Superboy is like Smallville Superman. He's angsty and teenaged and kind of annoying sometimes.
Angst, angst, angst. Yeah. It's the best combination, angsty and eye lasers.
He doesn't have eye lasers, actually. It's funny, in the first episode, at some point, because basically he starts out as not evil, but kind of, you know, we're not sure where he stands. So at one point, he walks in with, and then it was Aqualad, Robin, and Kid Flash, and it's probably Kid Flash, because he's like, now what are you going to, now what are you going to do, melt us or something? And he goes, and then the camera just goes to Superboy, and he stares at him for a second, and goes, nope, I guess I don't have heat vision. It's like, awesome. Good line.
That's a good line.
Yeah. It's actually quite well written, mostly. And there's some very strange lines for a kids show. There was recently, like, last episode or maybe the episode before last that we watched, the, for some odd reason, the archer lost her arrows. And she went to reach for one and didn't have them. She was like, oh, I feel naked. And not the fun kind. And I was like, wait, isn't this a kid's show? Can you say that in a kid's show?
I don't remember the way kids' shows used to be.
No, I don't. And that's exactly what, because we were kids when we watched them, so we didn't get the innuendos.
Yeah, but haven't you ever gone back and like watched Animaniacs or...
No, but I mean, I've seen...
Johnny Bravo.
Johnny Bravo. I hated Johnny Bravo when I was a kid.
Really?
I would never watch. I hated Johnny Bravo. It was terrible. I thought it was terrible.
You're terrible. Take that.
So yes, Jason Momoa. Let's go back to that.
I can tell
confirmed by unreputable sources, because I don't know them, so I don't trust them. But honestly, it seems due to his non-committal answers, yeah. It's probably true. And if it is true, that's fantastic. That's another reason I'd go and watch this movie, because I love Jason Momoa.
Yeah.
And I think he'd be a great trident-wielding badass.
Yeah. Riding a whale.
Riding a whale. Or shark.
Dressed in orange and green.
Yeah, that costume's kind of terrible still. Terrible colors.
Yeah. I really want to see what they're going to do with Vision.
Yeah, because he's also...
the worst colors ever.
Garish. He's definitely garish. Not garish. Not garish with a lisp, but garish.
Bygraph lesson notes again. There we go. Okay.
Move on to one thing in TV that I put in just because I really liked the headline, which I almost copied word for word. Not quite.
Yeah. I like that.
Better Call Saul, the release date of Better Call Saul has been pushed back, but it got renewed for a second season. Which is what?
You lose some, you win some.
Better Call Saul, which is the Breaking Bad spinoff, starring Saul Goodman, pre-Breaking Bad. I guess they had intended to start airing it in November, and they said it was pushed back to early 2015, and said something about it airing alongside The Walking Dead and The Talking Dead. I presume not on the same night. Although Sundays are kind of their big day, aren't they?
I don't remember anymore.
I'm pretty sure Walking Dead and Breaking Bad all air on Sunday. The Game of Thrones airs on Sunday. It's the paid cable day.
Yeah.
I'm not caught up on that. I haven't watched 9 or 10 of Game of Thrones yet.
I did. I know what happened. On Tuesday.
So people are probably thinking February for Better Call Saul, because that's generally when The Walking Dead comes back from its holiday break, which is a thing now.
Yeah.
Like, a big thing. Because before, maybe we got a week or two without an episode because it was like Christmas or something, and a half for their holiday breaks, which is fine, I guess, because it helps them, gives them more time to film. But it's bad when they start selling DVDs like that. Like, Battlestar Galactica.
Yeah, where you get like half, like 0.5 seasons. I hate 0.5 seasons.
0.5, fuck.
I hate it.
I got either season 2 or season 3, like, used, I think, all plastic wrapped together for the price of one season. Because the half seasons, the problem is the point O's and the 0.5s are still priced the same price as a full season of another show.
Yeah.
They're not cheaper. They're just less. So I got them bundled together as the same price as a regular season. And
I got them all cheaper in the end anyway, too.
It was a long time ago that I bought them. But it's not the only thing. Eureka, which I don't have all of yet, partially because it's half seasons, it's annoying. I hate them. I hate it when they do DVDs like that. They should stop. I think they may have actually stopped, as I haven't seen a half season in a while.
Yeah.
Well, that's not entirely true. I see Doctor Who gets released in half seasons, but they release, like, pre-Christmas.
You know what's worse than half seasons? And Doctor Who does this too, is those volumes.
Just a volume.
It's like a handful of episodes or like one episode.
Like a single day by the season.
Yeah. Those are beyond useless. I don't know anyone who would ever buy those.
I haven't seen Doctor Who in volumes. I've seen them in their pre-Christmas and post-Christmas, and then they release the whole season about the same time they release their post-Christmas. I always buy the whole season. I don't recall having seen Doctor Who in volumes. You see that in anime a lot.
They do volumes, and they do single episodes, too. And, like, for The Day of the Doctor, I could see that.
That was the 50th anniversary special. I mean, that's different.
Yeah, they do a bunch of single episode DVDs for random episodes. I don't get it.
Yeah, those. That's a little different. Simply due to the fact where Old Who, a lot of the Old Who was released weird, because, you know, it was a kid's show.
Yeah.
With the young children. Because, I mean, even the ones on Netflix, they're like that. It's like one episode, but it's in five, like, 12-minute parts or something.
Yeah.
They're really weird. Old Who is really weird. And plus, they don't have them all, because it was a kid's show, so they've lost a bunch of it. They still, like last year, as close as 6 months ago, I heard news about them finding a whole, you know, new episode that they thought was lost forever.
Yeah.
Because
they found a bunch of them, I think.
They found a bunch of them, like, in their offices, in old offices of theirs somewhere or something. But there was another one where they, like, somebody taped it and had it. And it's like, yeah. I have this, you know, my own pirated copy, and took it, and they do whatever they try and do to make it better.
Ye olde pirated copy.
Yeah, ye olde. But yeah. So.
Bringing it back to the Better Call Saul thing.
Better Call Saul.
Did you watch Breaking Bad?
No, I have not seen a single episode. Okay. I've not even seen the first two episodes, like I have The Walking Dead.
I liked it. But anyway, there was this Father's Day thing on YouTube, and they got the actor to play Walter Jr. to like do a Happy Father's Day thing to Walter White. Except, like, yeah, mostly in character. And it was amazing. It made fun of a bunch of things. And it was, like, the one part where he was like, and you provide for your family what every family needs most, breakfast.
Yeah, I was going to say, did he ask for breakfast? Because all I know about that character is he likes breakfast.
Yeah, everybody knows that. And that they did that in that little short, and it was hilarious. But it was all great.
It reminds me of a GIF I saw on Reddit yesterday. It was like when somebody, my reaction one, I guess, when somebody forgets the name of the human child in Monsters Inc. and it was Jesse Pinkman going, "Boo, bitch." That's a good use of a Jesse Pinkman gif. Because that's also all I know about Jesse Pinkman is bitch. That's all I know.
Yeah.
I know very science. Science. Yeah, science, bitch. Yep. And I know he became somebody in Need for Speed, which I don't know if that movie's out yet or not, because Need for Speed, I don't know. They've already done Fast and Furious.
Yeah, I thought that basically was a Need for Speed. It's all redundant.
Yeah. So yes, you'll throw a link to that video in our notes if you find it.
Yeah, I know where it is. Yeah. Ow.
Good. I'm glad you do. I'm kind of surprised on this going on to the next thing. I'm kind of surprised you don't have a link in the notes to that video that I did not watch, but I think Rachel posted it first to our Facebook, the Steam sale video.
Yeah, I posted that on Facebook.
And somebody did. I saw you and me both posted, actually.
Yeah, she posted it on our game guild.
But yes, the Steam summer sale has begun. Today...
Let the games begin?
Today, Thursday the 19th, it started. I bought The Witcher and The Witcher 2 for about $6 both.
For a great price, let me tell you.
I was really looking at that Divinity Original Sin, that RPG. It looks super fun, but it is in an early release, and it's only like 20% off, and I'm like, it's still like $35, and I mean...
Money.
I don't have that much money to spend on an early release game that I don't know if I'm going to like.
Yeah.
So I'm going to wait for it to get on. I'm going to wait for it to go in a better sale.
Yeah. Same with DayZ. I
mean, I'm not going to get
DayZ. I don't think
I'm going to get DayZ at all. It does not look like I'll have a fun time with that. It looks like I'll get pissed off.
Let me give you a rundown of what the daily deals are, because you'll still get them tomorrow when the podcast comes up. We got Sins of Solar Empire Rebellion, 80% off. That puts it at $7.99.
Did not get that one.
Solar Empire, awesome.
Because I didn't get them because I've never played any of the other series or any of the rest of the series, and I'm not a huge RTS guy. I die miserably.
I love RTS, especially Space. Space. And The Witcher 2 is on sale, 80% off, puts it at $3.99.
The Witcher 1 is also on sale for about the same price. Like, it was like $2.
But I recommend just skipping it. From personal experience, I had a miserable time trying to play it.
Because it was difficult or because it was stupid?
I don't know, it didn't make sense. I tried playing like the tutorial level and just couldn't make sense of it and quit.
It's alright, that's how I felt about the first Halo game, I think. Mind you, I'd also never touched an Xbox controller before, and I was like, it's the big-ass clunky classic Xbox controller.
Yeah.
And I was like, I have no idea what my hand is doing. And I eventually finished the tutorial, and you like go stand on a teleport pad or something, and it just never teleported me back. And I was like, what do we do? So I gave up on that game. I was like, fuck you. Go on to some other stupid game.
XCOM Enemy Unknown, 75% off, down from $29.99 to $7.49.
Considered that one, but I'm not sure if I'd like that or not.
It's fun. It's the strategy, turn-based kind of thing.
You know, I've seen Justin. Justin showed it to me at New Year's, I believe. Yeah. The LAN. But, I don't know.
I like it. You get people, you train them up, you give them names, and you get attached to them, and then they die.
And they die, yeah. No, I heard on the Gamers Inn, which is a podcast I have not listened to in a long time, but still have the subscription to. One of the hosts there, Ryan, was talking about it, and he kept reloading because he kept losing his like sniper or something. And he was like, "No, I'm too attached to this guy. I cannot let him die." So he's like, "Nope, don't care. I'm not gonna die."
Yeah, I think the last thing I did was I rage quit because I lost like half my squad for the dumbest reason, and they were all like so badass because I had them since the beginning. And I had this like heavy weapons Russian dude, and he was awesome. And he died, and I just haven't played it since. Divinity, like you mentioned, is 20% off to put it at $31.99. It's what do we call that?
Early
access, that's it.
Early access, that's it.
And it's basically access, like a Diablo-esque RPG kind of game.
I think it's turn-based, actually.
Let me check.
Because I read up on it, as I'm like, I kind of want to buy it. Because I was like, what the? I know all the rest of the games that are on sale, that are on the featured sale, I knew. So this is the only one I had to read today. I read this on lunch, I think, at work.
It looks good.
It does. It looks pretty cool. And it's also, it can be co-op or
co-op. Not. There's a lot of customization. You can build your own dungeons and stuff.
Gripping party and turn-based combat. So it does say turn-based combat at some point. And yeah, you can, it comes with the adventure design tools.
Yeah.
You can make your own things, which is cool. And it comes in, you can,
is another game.
What?
Don't Starve is another game on sale.
Don't Starve, yeah, that game.
Which is a really good game.
Yeah. Well, I mean, isn't it like Minecraft with a purpose?
Yeah.
To be super realistic and not entirely accurate.
Basically. And it's got like a cool Tim Burton-esque kind of style to it.
So. Yeah, which you can tell just by looking at that picture.
The main picture, you're like, that looks Tim Burton-y.
This is straight out of Tim Burton.
He just copied that. Yeah. Far Cry 3 is also on sale, 75% off. And Democracy 3 is on sale, and I'm not interested in that one.
See, I was. I mean, even before. I've looked at that before. I've seen it on sale before. I was like, I don't know if I would like this game or just it would just piss me off. So I've never bought it. But Sunset, it's down at $8.49 right now. And I was like, I mean, I don't know. Do I really want to spend almost $10 on a game that might just piss me off after half an hour? Or, like, I might just get bored of it after half an hour? Which happened to me on Football Manager. 2014, I got the demo. Because I saw it was on a pretty decent sale a few weeks ago. And I was like, oh, let's get the demo and I'll see if it's any good. Oh, God. I couldn't do it. So much spreadsheets. I felt like I was playing Eve. Not that I've ever actually played Eve. So
that's
terrible stereotype that I'm reinforcing.
But I've played it, and that's what it is.
Did you say Dead Rising 3?
Oh yeah, and then that segues into Dead Rising 3, which is announced for pre-purchase on its PC debut. So they just like announced this for PC on the first day of the Steam sale and put it up on sale on the Steam sale.
Yeah, that's awesome. It was only consoles before, eh?
Only Xbox One.
Only Xbox One? I thought it was on the other Xbox.
Maybe.
Mostly Zombies. I didn't pay attention. If it's Xbox and Mostly Zombies, I don't care about either of those two things. That's why I didn't really pay attention, because I don't own an Xbox.
Yeah.
And I don't particularly care for Zombies. I mean, I've played a few Resident Evil games in my day, but that's about it.
I had Dead Rising and I played it. But is that right?
Maybe I was thinking of Dead Island. Is that another zombie game?
Yeah.
From recently where there was a 2? Maybe it was Dead Island 2.
Probably.
Might be what I'm thinking. Anyway. Zombies, zombie.
One's a first person, the other's a third person.
That pretty much the difference.
Mostly.
I mean, besides, obviously, the specifics. But I mean, one's like, Capcom. Gameplay.
And it's pretty evident that one's Capcom.
What do you mean?
Like, there's a bunch of Capcom stuff in Dead Rising 3. Like, you can get this dragon thing, and you can do, like, a tiger uppercut when you get, like, this one item.
So, and you can just run around tiger uppercutting zombies. What you're saying is they've got brand synergy.
I believe that's what you would call it, yes.
And I made the requisite, like, hand gestures for that. Not that anybody can see me, but I made the requisite hand gestures for brand synergy.
Also, this isn't one of the daily deals or anything, but Far Cry 3 Blood Dragon is on sale.
You can get a Far Cry pack of 1, 2, 3, and Blood Dragon. I just don't remember what it was.
Yeah, that's on sale, but you don't need the rest of it. You just need Far Cry 3 Blood Dragon. Because it's amazing. It's amazing.
I never played it. I did play Far Cry 3.
That's one of my top... It's in my top 10 or 5 for games of 2013. For sure. It was so good.
I thought when you said this is not one of the daily deals, I thought you were moving on to the next thing, and I was thinking, isn't that a free game? The next free thing game. On it. Did you lose the notes again?
Okay, so yeah, I did. I was looking at Steam.
God damn it, Andrew.
Such deals everywhere. Go on forever about the deals. Anyway, Team Fortress 2 gets a big update with the whole love and war, which I think is what they called it. And there's also a new video. It's longer than the usual ones, but it's still the good old Team Fortress humor as they announce this update. And this update fixed a bunch of things that probably should have been fixed a long time ago. Like, some changes to, like, the pyro, where he now just does mini crit damages, or what was the other one that they fixed? I don't remember. But anyway, they also added more items, more hats. They added a taunt category into the store, so you can do different taunts and switch up what one you have equipped.
Interesting.
Hats and miscellaneous items have been merged into cosmetics. There's more weapons for everyone. 15 new taunts and a taunt bundle, 5 new weapons and a weapon bundle, and 44 new cosmetics and a cosmetic bundle. Yeah, it's exciting. I love Team Fortress 2.
I've actually played a little bit of that game. But just a very tiny bit. It was very strange.
In the best way. And you know what this update means?
More hats?
Uh-huh. Half-Life 3 confirmed.
I would jump on the internet and slap you. Hate that stupid bullcrap.
This next bit you put up.
Yes, I did. And then you quickly followed it with another Fantasy Flight thing.
Yeah, because you reminded me of it.
So, these next two things are not video games. They are tabletop.
What? Tabletops?
I don't think either of them can be really classified as ye olde. Maybe this one more so than X-Wing. But Fantasy Flight has announced they're going to be releasing a game called Star Wars Empire vs. Rebellion. It's a 1v1 strategic card game. Basically, you got each team. You're either the Empire or the Rebels, obviously. I mean, Empire vs. Rebellion. It's all in the name. And I believe each person, I believe, draws a strategy card, and that defines how you win. So, I mean, it's not necessarily you always have to win this way. You always have to do this thing to win. I guess there's different ways to win to try and make the game more interesting.
That sounds good.
And assumably, since it's just, you know, cards, it's probably not going to be like every other Fantasy Flight game where it takes an hour to set it up, at least.
That's what you think. It's probably like, lay out these cards in this specific way.
Specific order. It is Fantasy Flight.
Yeah.
This specific order, then shuffle them. Then this different specific order, then shuffle them. Then this different specific order. And this one is very key.
And then put the top of these ones over, but not this one.
Yeah. It is Fantasy Flight. Anyway, that should be out third quarter, which is fall-ish. And it should be around $12.95. It should be about $13. $15 probably with, you know, markup for store.
Yeah, naturally. Fantasy Flight Star Wars vein. X-Wing Fantasy Flight announced their Wave 5 for X-Wing.
Which Andrew is extremely excited about.
I'm super excited because X-Wing is like my love. I wish it was there my entire life. It's that missing piece of me that I found.
Wow.
The Wave 5 contains the YT-2400 Outrider, which is awesome. Dash Rendar's ship. He's pretty rad. Dash Rendar's actual card, if you've played the game, his special ability is during his movement and his action phase, he ignores obstacles.
Oh, right. You guys were talking about that on Sunday.
Yeah.
Now, do other ships count as obstacles?
We are not clear on that rule. We've meant to look it up, but have not yet.
Because, I mean, I imagine in that case, if they count as obstacles and he ignores it, it would be you move back to where you're touching it, but you can still take an action, and you can shoot it.
Yeah.
Maybe. Or at least you still take an action.
But which would be I'm not sure if it would count as an obstacle.
But it does.
Maybe.
It does. That's a super big bonus, especially for us, because we, about the fourth move in, usually, to any X-Wing game that we've ever played, we start crashing into each other. Usually, you know, Empire into Rebels, not Empire into Empire, although that has happened once or twice, Andrew. I blame you.
I take that. I blame the bomber.
Blame the what?
I blame the TIE bomber.
The TIE.
And sure. The next ship to complement that is the biggest of the ships of the standard play. The VT.
The biggest non-capital ship.
Yeah. The VT-49 Decimator. Which used to be a ship in Galaxies, and that's what it kind of like came out as, and it was designed as basically the Millennium Falcon of the Imperials, and it's just like a gunboat. It's amazing.
Can it shoot 360?
Yes, it can.
Sweet.
It can shoot 360. Has three crew upgrade slots.
Wow. And I gotta tell you, when I was at the Imperial Games, I think, in London, Ontario. I don't know what was this, 3 months ago maybe? Actually, it was probably more than that. I was looking at the X-Wing stuff, like the base game. They had a couple of base games there, and a couple of Millennium Falcons, and a bunch of, you know, TIE Fighters and shit. I was looking at Millennium Falcon going, I've never played this game, but 360-degree shooting radius sounds like it's a good thing. I get it to you. Having played against the Millennium Falcon multiple times now, it is a very good thing to have.
It is. It really is. Like, they got the TIE Phantom coming out in Wave 4, mm-hmm. which is coming out, actually, I think, like, next week? Yeah, it's coming out next week.
Ooh, wow.
And it can it can cloak and decloak, and when it cloaks, it does a barrel roll 2 or a boost 2, and it can get you into all sorts of fancy, crazy positions, but it all doesn't matter what position you're in if the ship can shoot 360 degrees.
Yeah, no, really. They can still shoot at you.
Also,
and depending on how they moved, you can't shoot at them.
The Outrider is interesting with the way it works. When you give it the Outrider title card, it lets you take an upgraded weapon and use that to shoot 360 degrees rather than your basic weapon. So you can give it like a heavy laser or an auto blaster.
Yeah, I was going to say, does the auto blaster count as a weapon upgrade?
Yes.
Because you get in close with that thing. And we have found out. You're getting close with that. You murder. You murder people. There's nothing they can do about it.
Also, I was looking at the TIE Defender. And good news for us, the TIE Defender comes with a weapon thing. And it's got shields.
Hey, so, finally, somebody not the TIE Advanced with shields. So, I mean, well, Slave 1 has shields, I guess, and the shuttle has shields, but...
And they both have weapon upgrades, but they're... Well, the shuttle is eh.
The shuttle
Slave
is...
One, I think I should try again, but not as Boba Fett.
The shuttle is interesting because it has some things that nobody else can do. I mean, it's got space for crew upgrades, is it not?
Just one.
Not really? I thought it had multiple. But if you build it up right, I'm sure you can do some very interesting things with that shuttle.
Yeah, it's a team player. The problem is making it sure it stays a team player by keeping it in range of the other ships.
Unlike having to go around a whole asteroid field and when everybody is fighting inside the asteroid field.
Yeah, like that.
And not being able to do anything with it for hours.
Yeah.
Good times.
Like that. But hopefully the Decimator will not be looked at, as it can shoot 360 and lots of things, and it's going to be great.
Yay, X-Wing. Yay. Yay.
And then comic books are all you.
What?
Comic books are all you.
Oh, me? Yeah, I know. I listened to the show last week, remember? I know it's on me.
I had one last week.
I know you did. I would like to start this comic section this week with a couple of addendums to last week's. And if this was good job, Brian, actually. I love that. I haven't listened to the one that came out today yet. Anyway, other podcasts are not here right now.
We promoted the podcast much on our show.
What?
We promote other podcasts way too much on our show.
It's because we both listen to a lot of podcasts.
Yeah.
Like a lot.
We've named at least 5 in the show alone.
5? I don't even remember 2.
I don't know. I did
a good job. Whatever one I did, I know I name dropped another one. I just don't remember what it was now. Oh, it was
name drop. I always think of Laura Bailey.
That's from a whole different podcast it's not even just Laura Bailey. Every time one of them says any name associated with a voice actor, I think is it Liam? Or is it name drop?
Yeah, but the Laura Bailey they really get into.
Laura, yeah, they do a harp thing. They've got a heavenly little sound bite for it every time they mention
it. What's the podcast called again?
Work, No Play. They actually released a new episode, like, last week.
No way.
Yeah, I haven't listened to it yet, but it's like a live episode that they recorded at a con.
Oh, interesting.
But yes. Anyway, last week, the one you brought in was about Spider-Man, the 100th anniversary thing. I believe it is the 75th, maybe? I don't remember the number anymore. 75th anniversary of Marvel. And what they decided to do, it's not the 100th anniversary, I know, of anything for Marvel. But what they decided to do for this anniversary is, you know what would be fun? Let's pretend it was the 100th anniversary, and let's guess where we would be then. What would we be writing for the 100th anniversary of this? And so that's why if you read anything about that comic for the 100th anniversary of Spider-Man, it probably confused the hell out of you. Because you're like, what? This isn't... I mean, like, if you read what the writers were talking, how the writers were talking. Because I read a couple of quotes by them, and they're like, we imagined this and this and then this. Because, you know, obviously, it's another 25 years away. Is what they're trying to guess. Were they?
I didn't understand it, but I liked it, because Kingpin Venom sounds awesome.
Yeah. So... just wanted to throw that out. That's the actual. It's not. Spider-Man is not 100 years. 100 key. Spider-Man is not 100. Just so everybody knows.
And just for further clarification, I think that's less of an actually and more of a little bit of clarification.
Which is actually so sometimes just clarifications, or they're sometimes pretty semantical. Is that a word?
Yeah, that's a word, I guess.
I mean, semantics is a word.
Semantical can be a word.
Viz, you guys covered that fine. Although, how do you not know what Comixology was, Andrew?
Well, I don't know anything about comics.
I thought everybody knew what comics... I've never used it. I thought everybody knew what Comixology was. It's like the name in digital... comics nowadays. It's not the only thing you can get it on, but it's the big one.
I don't digital comics.
Neither do I, but I know about it. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. Deathlok is both coming and returning in October, because there hasn't been a Deathlok comic in a while, and this Deathlok is a different guy. There's, even in the story, there's always been previous Deathloks, because Deathlok is basically just the code name for every cyborg assassin that they've ever made, who's always a badass. So it's a new guy, but it's still, you know, a cyborg assassin named Deathlok. And Deathlok was in season one of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. He may be back, maybe not. Maybe he died. Who knows? I won't tell you anything. And for the Judge Anderson thing, yes, she's the psychic one who was featured in the movie. She's also in the comics pre-movie and was very popular, which is probably the reason she was featured in the movie, because there's a lot of judges besides Judd Anderson.
And the judges that died.
And the judges that died. Did they even get names?
Probably.
I don't remember them. I just want to point out the name of the Judge Anderson series. The full name of the IDW Judge Dredd spinoff Judge Anderson series. It is Judge Dredd Anderson Side Vision. Which is a very long and kind of stupid name. You don't really need to throw the Judge Dredd title in there, I think.
It's a whole lot of colons.
It's a whole lot of colons for a comic book title, yeah. Yeah, I think that's all my addendums to last week's comics, which I was not here for, which I threw in links so you guys could read on, and evidently you did not think to click them before the show.
I skimmed them.
Yeah. So back to this week for comics. Munchkin Comic is coming out this fall from Boom Studios.
Boom,
right, a comic about the game Munchkin. They haven't announced really what the story is going to be about, but it is about sort of the character we see the most in the Munchkin games. The guy who's on the cover of the game box.
With the chainsaw.
And the hat.
The horny helmet.
I don't remember what his name is. He has a name, apparently. I don't remember what it is. It was in the story I read. But that was, like, yesterday. But, so it's going to be in... it's going to be a monthly comic, and it's going to be 4-issue arcs. So basically, you buy 4 issues in a row, you've got a complete story arc. By the next 4 issues, you've got a complete story arc. So it's not like some comics out there where they're monthly, but the story arc lasts for like 16 comics. So you got to be going for like a year in a row to get the whole arc.
It's exhausting.
It is exhausting. Which is why buying issues is terrible if you don't live very close to a comic book store sometimes.
That's why it's an issue.
I hate you. I hate you a lot. Also, the physical copies, because you'll be able to buy this digitally, obviously, because almost everything nowadays comes digitally as well as physically. But the physical copies of the Munchkin comics come with bonus game cards. It doesn't say how much. I suspect it's like one per physical issue. But still, you get more Munchkin cards for buying the Munchkin comic. How awesome is that? If you have the Munchkin game. Win. Which you should, because it's super fun.
Yeah, and I assume if you're reading the Munchkin comic, you have some kind of thing.
I don't know. They could have just been perusing, you know, random titles of the comic book store and like, well, this looks interesting, let's get this. I do that. I've done that from time to time. Not in a while, because I don't have money, but, you know.
Or time to peruse. I mean,
what?
Or time to peruse.
Or time to peruse. I have time. Well, when I go to the comic book store, I have time to peruse, because I'm going to go to the comic book store when I have time. Which is not like very often.
That's cheating my retort, but I guess semantics, right?
It's mostly because I don't live anywhere near the comic book store, so I have to take a decent amount of time to even get there. I mean, it's maybe, what, 15, 20 minutes, but it's 15, 20 minutes to get there. In, you know, if I get red lights, average red lights, average traffic, it's 15, 20 minutes. If I get no traffic, green lights, I can be there in 10. Faster if I speak.
I'm like less than 5 minutes away from a comic book store at any given point of my day, and I still can't get to it.
Oh, you have one near your work?
Yeah, they got the Dragon.
Oh, you work? Oh, I didn't know you worked. I don't know where you work besides, you know, Guelph.
I work just outside of downtown. So I can walk and 5 minutes be there.
Why the hell don't you go there and, like, lunch, man? What's wrong with you?
Because I just work through lunch.
Programmers.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's go on to the other thing we have in comics this week. It's there'll be a link in the notes because it's a visual thing. But Titan Comics has the license to do Doctor Who comics. It's the Doctor Who license for comics, and so now that Peter Capaldi in what, next month, I think? No, a couple months? August, was it? Or was it October? I don't remember when it was. But anyway, soon, this year, Peter Capaldi will be picking up the mantle of the Doctor. So Titan has released covers of their, you know, first 12th Doctor issue. There is 5 or 6 variant covers there. And they're pretty awesome. And there will be a link in the notes, because you'll totally have to see these ones. Especially the second one, where it's basically like the picture. I think the first picture we saw of Capaldi in his costume. But it's beside him, it says no frills, no scarf, no messing, just 100% Rebel Time Lord.
Yeah.
And it's fantastic. And there's other really well-drawn ones and everything. They're good covers, all of them. Except for maybe that blank one. I don't understand why you get the blank one. But variant, I guess. People who collect variants. Weird, right?
That is weird. Collecting things?
I mean, my original sin number one is the black cover because I had to get a variant because I couldn't find a non-variant. Probably because I came there one month. I came after two was already out. So, it's slim pickings for one. Anyway, you want to address the comment since it was technically directed at you because, I wasn't here last week.
Okay, so we got our first feedback email from a podcast, and this comes from Erica. She would like to point out that when we were talking about Assassin's Creed, we did not mention Unity? Nope, not Unity, Liberation.
Liberation.
Where Eveline was a female Eveline assassin.
Yeah, Eveline the Grand Prix. Right?
Yeah.
Grand Prix? Yeah.
And the reason I didn't mention this is because it wasn't a proper Assassin's Creed title. They released it on the PS Vita and then later on released an HD pack. But who cares about that? So it's there, but it's kind of limited afterthought.
I understand what you mean by limited audience. I don't agree with you when you say you wrote down wasn't part of the main series, and I don't understand what you mean by afterthought.
I don't know.
Because, I mean, it didn't have very many games.
With the HD remake.
Oh, that. I don't know. They HD remake everything now. When it came out, the Vita, when it came out, it didn't have very many games. Assassin's Creed was one of the very good ones, actually. It was quite good.
Yeah.
A different Assassin's Creed, for sure, but still fun. That hardware, though, the PS Vita, if nothing else, is fantastic hardware, which is not surprising. Because, if nothing else, Sony puts out fantastic hardware. And then drops it like a bloody hot coal.
Even the original PSP there, the original first generation PSP, I still have mine, works great.
Yeah,
I love it. It's amazing.
I think I have a 3000, I have a third sort of generation of that. But no, they still work. I mean, the discs are stupid, but the name of them made me laugh. Always made me laugh. UMDs. Do you know what it stands for, Andrew?
Universal Media Disc?
Yes. Universal Media Disc.
It's so universal it can only be used in one...
One thing. Not even multiple Sony things. Just one thing.
Yeah, just one Sony thing.
Stupid name.
It's so universal.
But yes, technically... Going back to the comment, technically... Yes, this is what I said when I was listening to you guys talk about it. Because you did mention Liberation... But kind of in passing, as you guys were talking about, that was when you were trying to count how many games there were.
Yeah.
I believe there were 8, by the way. 1, 2, Brotherhood, Revelations, 3, Black Flag, Liberation. So 7, 8, Unity will be 8. There was a female playable main character assassin. I use the term playable because there have been female assassins in the other games. Technically, they just weren't you.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Brotherhood, in the end, near the end, 3/4 of the way through the game, your sister, Claudia, becomes one. And I'm pretty sure in both Brotherhood and Revelations, you can recruit women to be, the assassins you send on missions and stuff. They're not you.
Black Flag and...
Yeah, I haven't played Black Flag. It's the only Assassin's Creed I've yet to play.
It's really good.
Maybe if it's on a good sale, I'll get it. Although, I kind of want it for PlayStation, because I have every other set with, I have every other Assassin's Creed on PlayStation, but I think it's only on PS. Is it? I think it's only on PS4. I don't think it's on PlayStation 3. Is
I
it?
Think it's probably on everything.
I don't know.
So Ubisoft rules.
That's true. Yeah. So, yes, there's a female assassin out there. I don't know that a lot of people have played Liberation because of its limited, original limited
system. Or even the HD remake. I doubt anyone would be like, ooh, HD remake.
People buy HD remakes for everything. Why do you think they make HD remakes?
Yeah. Like, I mean, I'm going to buy the Halo HD remake, like the drop of the hat, but I don't think this one has too wide an audience.
Assassin's Creed does.
Yeah, but for an HD remake of a handheld game, I don't know.
Assassin's Creed does. Because people are crazy. People are crazy.
Skeptical.
About it. I guess that's all for this week. You can find us on Twitter. I am at Dud75, D-U-D-7-5.
And I am at D-U-P-3.
I'm surprised you didn't say, you know, that's dupe and delete or something like that, like you always do.
Yeah, I'm too lazy. I think they get the point. This is your first episode, and then, well, screw it.
You can also follow the show at Gweekly News, GweeklyNews. Our website is GweeklyNews.com, where you can see, you can listen to the podcast directs from there. You can subscribe to RSS from there.
You can also follow our link to iTunes, where you can subscribe, comment, and rate 5 stars, please.
On the website, you can read Andrew's blogs, a couple of things he's done, the Cosplay Corner interviews,
and interviews have been going great, and I will have them going weekly for quite some time now.
Yeah, you have quite a few queued up, I think.
Yeah. I got months queued up. It's pretty successful, guys. You should check it out. People like it. We get hundreds of people looking at them. Hundreds.
There are dozens of us. Dozens.
Exactly.
You can email us if you have feedback about something wrong that Andrew said or something that you agreed with. You can email us at feedback@greeklynews.com. And you can like us on Facebook. Is that what you do? I don't use Facebook anymore. Do you like the pages?
You like the pages.
You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/GweeklyNews. I think that's everything. I'm bad at the social media. I'm terrible. I don't use it. It's not a thing to do. At least not very often.
Tell your friends.
Tell your friends. Lock up your wives. Lock up your daughters.
Hide your kids.
Hide your wife.
Dynamite.
Let's stop. Stop while we're slightly behind.
Slightly.
All right. That's it. Like I said, that's it for this week. Thank you for listening.
Until I don't remember how I ended the show anymore. I've been Andrew.